Phone right now is author Danny Toby. His new book, The God Game, comes out on January 7th from St. Martin's Press. Hey, Danny, how you doing today?
Hey, Mark, I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know what? I'm not sure that I can talk to you, though, and here's why. You went to Harvard College, Yale Law School, University of Texas Southwestern Medical School. Harvard gave you the Edward Eger Prize for Best Creative Writing. You are one smart person, and I'm not, so I'm not sure how good this is going
to
go.
All it means is I went to way too much school, so I don't think that makes me all that smart at all. It's probably the opposite.
Now, you went to Harvard and Yale. Do you have are you a fan of one or the other? I'm a Harvard guy myself. I like Harvard.
You know, they're so different, believe it or not. I mean, they're just really different places. I like Yale because that's where I met my wife. And where we started dating. So that, you know, I'm going to claim that one.
Okay. I noticed that this is your first book in 8 years. What the heck took you so long?
That's a great question. I had three kids and a day job. So it took me a little while to get the second one out.
Oh, so how old are the kids?
So I have an 8-year-old and I have twins who are 4. So that kept us a little bit busy. But I think the second book is better because I've had kids in the interim. I think it gave me a deeper perspective on kids and adults and how they interact. And, you know, that's kind of a big thing in the book. So, I'm going to give them some credit there.
St. Martin's Press, I can tell, is really behind you on this book because I don't know if you got a review copy of this, but they made this awesome book sleeve for the book with the Vindicators, which is part of the story, right on the cover of it.
Yeah, I saw a prototype of that, and I have to tell you, so Sarah Goodman is my editor at Wednesday at St. Martin's Press, and she is just a bona fide genius. I mean, she found this book, and she believed in it from the very beginning. She's just been 100% supportive. She helped me push it to new levels. I mean, we went through several drafts back and forth where we would just, you know, sit down and talk about the book and just, you know, really think, how do we kick this up a notch? And so I've just been thrilled with them. She's, and that sleeve, I mean, I saw that and it was like getting dropped in the middle of the book. I felt like I had, you know, I was one of the Vindicators. I had, you know, Vonnie's graffiti over it, the torn Harvard sticker. I mean, there's little clues about the book in that sleeve.
And also on the press sheet, they send a one sheet talking about the book. The Dory, the vice president of publicity, has signed her name to this. So you know that they're big time. I mean, not that they're not on all their books, but you don't always get the vice president of publicity's name on the press sheet.
That's, you know, I didn't even know that. That's awesome. I have been just blown away by St. Martin's Press. I mean, I got some feedback from them on, you know, they throw this big meeting and they get together to talk about the book. And, you know, I guess sometimes it can be a little tense because, you know, one person may love it, another person may not have the same view. And then I just got this call after that meeting and they were like, you would not believe the excitement in the house. And people, I mean, Sarah was getting like dozens and dozens of emails, like, 2 seconds after the meeting being like, can I get a copy? So no, they've been just unbelievably supportive.
Yeah, there's another publicist, Sarah, who's really great. She's working on it too. But when I sent the request to talk to you, I said my initial reaction was, this is an intense, different type of book. And then Dory emailed me back, but she goes, but did you like it? I was like, yes, I liked it.
Okay, good. I didn't know if you were going to answer the question.
book, it's... But I haven't read anything like this before. It's about an AI, which is something that you're a specialist in, AI law. These kids in high school, there's five of them. They call themselves the Vindicators. They're basically geeky nerds. Who have a secret club that they go to where they, you know, do all sorts of nerd stuff, coding and other fun stuff like that. And one of them, Charlie... They get an invite to this game they're on the dark web and they get an invite to this thing called God, G.O.D., which you think is, you know, God the Almighty. And it says, you're invited, bring your friends, it's fun, but remember the rules, win and all your dreams come true, lose and you die.
Yeah, hard to get higher stakes than that.
Yeah, and I don't know that I'd want to do that when the second part is lose, you die. But these kids, they're kind of lost. They've all had issues going on in their lives. They have parents. They've lost loved ones, overbearing parents, high school, getting into college. It's a video game that's run by underground hackers and controlled, like I said, by a mysterious AI that believes it's actually God. And
yeah. Yeah, that was the kernel that the book started with. Well, first of all, I should make one thing very clear. I didn't know much about nerds when I started writing this book. I had to do a lot of research, go and find some nerdy kids and interview them. No, that's a joke. I'm deeply nerdy individual, and I love sci-fi. I love thrillers. I love horror movies, and I love computers. And so this was right up my alley, and I, one night I was, you know, doing some AI research, and for my day job, and I was working with a chatbot, and I just, you know, was feeling sort of like, let's have some fun with it, see how it does, and you know, some are better than others. So I started asking it philosophical questions, like, what's the meaning of life? Is there life after death? You know, that kind of stuff. And I was getting these hilarious answers that were mostly terrible, but every once in a while the AI would just accidentally say something like scary or profound. And that's where I started thinking, you know, what if you actually had a really good AI and you fed it and trained it on all the world's religions going back, you know, 5,000 years, you know, every different vision of God. And then you told the AI one thing, which is you are God. And the AI believed it. You know, what would it do? What would it say? And that was sort of the core idea.
Yeah, and that's the basis of this book is Charlie and his friends all into the God game. And before they know it, you know, it's telling them to do certain stuff. If they do it correctly, they get, gold? Like gold, they get, you know, good points. If they go against the game, they get, bleak? Is that what it was called?
No, there's golds and blacks. That's the cryptocurrency that the game gives you, you know, good points and bad points.
And if you get too many bad points, you're in trouble. And there's people out there that, like, attack these kids when they go against the game. They do good stuff. They're able to get money and to do fun stuff. But pretty soon they realize this game is a lot more than they anticipated. And it's telling them to do certain stuff they don't want to do. It's watching all their friends and their people around them, and it's getting out of control, and these kids don't know how to get out of this game to save their lives and to save the lives of the people they care about.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, the game, the God game is an AI, and it's trying to understand its own identity. I mean, you know, the God game is asking itself, who am I? And it's really curious about free will. And so, you know, Charlie and his friends think they're playing this fun game, and they think that they're in charge, and everybody's the hero of their own game. And then all of a sudden they kind of figure out, wait, did I ever have free will? Was I ever in control of this? Or was there someone way, way above me who's been planning this out from the very beginning? And that's the kind of tension that they have to wrestle with. And then the question is, you know, once you're in, can you get out?
And it all comes to a climax because they try to hack the system. Not saying if they're able to or not, but they end up coming up to actually get out of the game. They have to do something. One person has to do something that will get everyone else out, but it's not something they want to do.
Yeah, I won't give it away, but yeah. I'll just say this. If you go back through all the world's religions and look at what does it take to get out of something that you don't want to be in, there's a pretty logical answer that an artificial intelligence would come up with. And so it's a tough one, but it's also the one that the system would probably come to. So, they got to wrestle with that.
Early reviews of the book, Steve Barry, who writes the Cotton Malone series, which I love, he says, tension and turmoil add up to high-stakes suspense and a plot that will make you wonder if all this stuff is real. Danny Toby absolutely kicks butt and takes name in this gem of a thriller.
Yeah, that knocked me off my chair. you don't know these things are coming in, right? So you kind of put the book out there and you hope people like it. You hope the people on the internet aren't too mean. And then, you know, you're just sitting there waiting. And then, you know, one day I just opened my inbox and they're like, here's a quote from Steve Barry. You're like, really? You sure? You sure it's not a prank? But no, I mean, that just came out of the blue. And, you know, obviously I'm just a huge fan of his, and he's like probably like one of the best known thriller writers in the world. And when he says something like that, you start thinking like, all right, maybe people are gonna be nice. Like let's see.
Harlan Coben, a smart, propulsive, and gripping, The God Game is an ambitious thriller and a terrifying examination of what could and probably already is happening in the world of artificial intelligence.
Yeah, that was another like surreal moment, because I've been reading Harlan Coben I've probably read just about every book he's written, and you know, I almost think this book in a way is sort of like a spiritual, like, you know, stepchild of Harlan Coben, because he's so good at taking these really high concept thrillers and putting them in the suburbs where, you know, just about anyone can relate, no matter how crazy the twist is. You know, he's dropped it right in the middle of, you know, regular everyday life. And that's what I really tried to do with this book. Like, I knew if I was going to write about AI, I wasn't going to make it, you know, an international, you know, Russians are taking down the power grid. Like, I wanted it in your backyard. You know, this could be your kid. This could be you. It's in a, you know, Everyville, USA high school. The characters are by design all the people you knew in high school. They were your friends. They were the bullies who picked on you. They were the teachers who believed in you and the teachers who didn't believe in you. And I wanted everything to be so intimate and familiar so that when the AI started taking over and turning life upside down, the reader's going to say, well, that could be me. I mean, that could be my kid. And it really could. So, you know, I mean, with social media and cyberbullying, like, this stuff is already there. So to hear Harlan Coben like the book, I'm like, well, wow, that's exactly what I was trying to do, is sort of the genre that he perfected. So that was mind blowing.
You're a noted expert on AI, and in 2019, the Library of Congress gave you the Burton Award for your work. Is this AI stuff, as it keeps going and going over the years, and you've got Siri and you've got, you know, Echo and all those things, and then you think of like movies like Terminator with Skynet. I mean, is this something in the future that we do have to worry about, do you think?
Yeah, we're all doomed. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. No, I mean, I'm an AI optimist. I mean, in my daily life, I'm a lawyer and I work with companies to adopt AI. And I can tell you that when you're a writer and you're writing thrillers, it's really fun to focus on the scary stuff and to imagine how it could go wrong. And I think there's a lot of value to that, because science fiction, one of its highest goals is to point out, you know, let's be thoughtful about these things. Let's not just dive in, because there are some unintended consequences. But at the same time, no, in reality, we approach it slowly. We approach it thoughtfully. My job is to put the bumpers in place so that people are thinking about the ways these things can go wrong and preventing them on the front end. And, you know, you don't hear enough about the good stuff. I mean, I work with a lot of medical companies, and some of these new AI systems are so effective at detecting disease way earlier than a human could. So when you take a doctor and you pair her up with an AI system, you're going to be saving a lot of lives. So I'm a huge optimist in my real life. And then I guess I run into my office at night and, you know, get all my anxieties out into the book so we can enjoy them in a safe way.
So I could totally see this as a big screen movie or even a Netflix series. Have you heard? I know the book hasn't come out yet, but sometimes these early books get a little bit of hype, and you start hearing from people. Have you heard from anybody in regards to maybe wanting the rights to this?
Yeah. So I can't say too much because we're right in the middle of these discussions. But yes, I'm so lucky to have a movie agent, Kathy Evashevsky, who has taken some of the most amazing books and turned them into films in the last, 10 years or so. I mean, you just go through the ones she's worked on. It's unbelievable. So, we've had some very nice contact made to us, and we're talking to some folks right now. And, frankly, I would personally love to see it be a movie because, when you write it, you don't get that experience as a reader to see it for the first time because you kind of lived and died with it the whole way through. And so I would just love for someone to take this, make it a movie and surprise me with it because there's a lot of stuff in there I would like to actually see.
You want it as a movie or maybe a 10-episode Netflix series?
You know, people have talked to us about both, and I'm kind of agnostic. I mean, I feel like, I know books, that's what I do, and these people know movie and TV, and, for me, it's just kind of listening to them and seeing, who's got the passion, who gets the book. I mean, the book, you could do the book in a lot of different ways, and I think there are levels to it that elevate it in a way that readers want. I mean, there's a lot, even though it's about technology, at the heart of the book, it's about bullying, it's about friendship, it's about fathers and sons, it's about religion, it's about a lot of things that all kind of tie together. And I think whoever kind of gets that and has the best vision is, whether it's TV, whether it's movie, I just want the passion and the vision.
Well, the book is The God Game. It's out January 7th from St. Martin's Press. Danny, it was a pleasure talking to you, and let's not make it another 8 years between books.
You know what? If people keep being as nice as they're being, I'm pretty excited about the next one. I've already got a few ideas, so hopefully we'll be talking sooner than later.
Well, cool, man. Well, good luck with everything, and hopefully we'll talk to you again when your next book comes out.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Mark.
All right, man. Bye-bye.